the next couple of days, I'm going to, okay, so I'm down in, I guess, central to southern Virginia. Then I'm going to, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up and drive the rest of the way to Tennessee. And then I'll be with my family for most of the weekend, because most of my siblings are coming down for my sister's party. Now, she's having the party. Now, Big Fatty will like this. She's having the party at the Sun Sphere, which is this big event space that was built for the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, Tennessee.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War, it's coming.
You've got to be there. The 1982 World's Fair.
From every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Pointing in the right direction. I'll be there.
So that's going to be cool. I've seen that before, but I haven't been inside of it, so I'll get to go inside and see what it is.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, so I'm down in Big Fatty.
It's coming, and it's coming soon.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4609. VFO for Thursday, the 9th of October 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, will tell you all about my day, talk about the quiz programs, and I've got an Axe Big Fatty question. Hello, Double Dozeners. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Double Dozeners today, because y'all, as of today, it is only 24 days until we fall back and switch from daylight saving time to standard time. And y'all, by the way, just a little tidbit, in Charleston, between the 1st of October and the 31st of October, y'all, we have 57 less minutes a day of daylight. Big Fatty. Miss Kathy Bacon, and it comes via textimonium. And Miss Bacon says, "Fart Pants, been meaning to ask you a question. Don't wait for the show, but go ahead and play it on the little show if you need content." Yes, Big Fatty, I noticed you're playing it on the show. I am. And her question is, "What bed warmer do you use? I need to get one for Ninny, so she doesn't have space heaters running all winter in her nearly icebox basement space." Well, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the testimonium. Always lovely to hear from you, and always lovely when anyone can provide some content. Yes, Miss Bacon, you say that again. Well, yes, but Miss Bacon, an excellent question. What Big Fatty has is a heated mattress pad, and it has dual sides. So, like with Big Fatty, you know, the Tootsies, the feet of the Tootsies like to stay a little bit warmer than the rest of Big Fatty. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the fat keeps itself warm by itself. That's true. So I have it's two-sided. So I can keep my toes toasty and the rest of me warm but not hot. Big Fatty, no one's ever accused you of being hot, and I don't think they're gonna start doing that now. No, Big Fatty. Oh, and I got it at Kohl's. It's true. Before I go any further, I will just say this. At the beginning of today's little show was Archer, and the reason I play that is because, y'all, there was an update to the Apple Snack operating system for the cellular telephoning device and the Black Book app. And the Apple clock, and I guess for the Apple TV machine, too, although I haven't done that one yet. But, y'all, anytime there's something about Apple, gonna always go to Archer to think about it. Yes, Big Fatty. The other thing, since he mentioned the 1982 World's Fair, you know, it's one of Big Fatty's favorite commercials of all time. But y'all, do you remember that Dells in Dallas? He's on the ham map, so I know he still listens. And or he at least listened enough to put himself on the ham map. By the way, EJ, I'm still waiting on Crooked Hat to get back to me on... what is that called? It's called the ham map. Yes, Big Fatty, you just said it. To help get you on there, but I hadn't heard back from you. And he's very busy, very busy, and he sounds like hell. But other than that, everything's just fine. And yes, Big Fatty, I believe the explosive diarrhea has stopped. Well, I hope so. can you imagine coming back from Switzerland with explosive diarrhea? Yes, Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle did it. Well, I don't know if he was in Switzerland. Well, you know, Europe, Mexico, is all the same. It's true. But anyway, y'all, if you know Alex plays the happy music, and Dells in Dallas did the census for me. But y'all, I would absolutely be thrilled to death if someone would step forward. I'm not mentioning names, Alex or the Dells in Dallas. It step forward and just do a clean plate, if you will, of the 1982 World's Fair music. So anyway, it's just, y'all, if I could put it on my Lesbyterian delivery service wish list, it would be there. Big Fatty, move the show forward. You've turned into a whore. I have. one thing. Let's see, after I talked to you yesterday, the NIP and I both, y'all, we joined one of the ladies at the Page's Oakery Grill, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. The NIP hadn't seen her in months. And y'all, the other lady that we used to meet, she has indeed gone into assisted living, because y'all, she just was falling, and her mind was going. And yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you, except you're not falling yet, not yet. But y'all, I did trip up on the Nepal walk. but did not hit the ground. There was no alarm that went off to the apple clock. So the ambulance did not come. No Big Fatty. Y'all, we went to the Page's Oakery Grill. Y'all decided to go there because, y'all, they were starting their Oktoberfest menu. And, y'all, I got, they had an appetizer. It was three fresh baked and buttered and sea salted pretzels, along with, and soft pretzels. And along with it was a beer cheese dip, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And our lady friend and the nip, they just ate between the two of them, they probably ate a half of one of the pretzels, not the puzzles. Be ready, that's Mr. Cackle in your mind again, always buying those puzzles. Anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty beer cheese dip, okay. And y'all, it was delicious. And then I got the sausage special. Oh, Big Fatty, no surprise there. Anytime there's a sausage to go in your mouth, you're first in line to it was a German sausage. Oh, well, so Hendrick, the German sausage. No, these are, weenies. Yes, Big Fatty, we know what you're talking about. It doesn't matter what you call it. Weenies, sausages, bobos. No, it's not a bobo. Even though I'd like to honk a bobo. Big Fatty. It was three different German sausages. And y'all, the links were probably, probably 6 inches long each. And there were three of those and warm homemade German potato salad. That's not made with the mayonnaise. No, Big Fatty, you wouldn't have eaten it. No. And then it had some of the purple cabbage. I don't know exactly if it was too sweet or too vinegary or something. It just wasn't my thing, but it did have sauerkraut. And yes, Big Fatty, we paid the price all night long. It's true. But y'all, I only ate half of it. And so I brought the other half home. The Nip had what did he have? He had short ribs over grits and with mac and cheese. And our lady friend had the fried chicken dinner. Yes, Big Fatty, winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. It's true. And so y'all got home. Y'all, we met at 4:30, and I think I was home by 5:45. The Nip drove. Y'all, he about had to pick me up out of the road that he was driving. You know, he's very, very busy. Got home, and y'all, I sat down. I was working on that special project for next week, and so I was working on that, and y'all, the time kind of got away from me, and so I was a little late watching the CBS Evening News. And y'all, by the way, I had a dream that I was on the same flight on the aluminum tube of death as that Maurice Dubois, and y'all, for some reason, I had some kind of model or artifact. It looked like some kind of animal skull or whatever, and I had it sitting in a seat, but it happened to be Maurice Dubois' seat, and so he took another seat, and the skull was able to sit. So y'all, it was a touch of stardom that Maurice Dubois had meeting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. But I watched about half of the dancing. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, that Ezra the Pro, he danced with the Popcorn Girl during the tour last year. Him and the Pentatonix, boy, y'all, gay as giggles. If Alex Lefebvre was with them, they'd be the three Quinellas or something. I don't know. But No, and they do this little thing with their fingers. The index finger. Just the index finger and their thumb. It's like they're clapping. And y'all, I don't understand it. Is that what the kids are doing nowadays? Yes, Big Daddy, gay as a giggle. But y'all, I did finish watching the program on Hump Day Afternoon. And y'all, they sent home Gleb and his lady dancer. I don't know who she is, but she's gone. Oh, no, I think she's Alex Lefebvre. No, Alec Baldwin's wife. Oh, that's very different than Alec Lefebvre. It's true. Brandon is Alec Lefebvre's wife. Oh, anyway, I'll hear about that. Let's see. But y'all, Slap Like a Baby got 100. Got 100 again on my sleep score from the Apple clock. And y'all got up on hump day morning. I had my breakfast. Y'all, it was the last morning of the old toaster oven. So I had cheese toast to send it on its way to glory. And then I had my coffee, did my puzzles, read the paper, and y'all made up my shopping list. And then it was off. No. I wasn't off. Y'all, my sister-in-law, we were trying to get in touch with each other, and so we had about a 30-minute conversation before. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres because I knew that I was going to be doing more walking at the Von's East and all, but y'all got back, took my share, and then I was off to pick up the nip, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed, and then to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? No, not really, Big Freddy. Y'all, as I do on hump day, I went to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't need much, and they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted. Y'all, I did get some Green Giant. They had the Green Giant vegetables on sale, and y'all, they had the little cone on the cob, but they're like those little small cobs, but they cut them in half, and it had the Mexican cone seasoning on it, and you just microwave them. So I got two of those. They were buy one get one free. Y'all, they had a Brussels sprouts bites kit that I hadn't seen before, and it was on sale, so I got that. Y'all picked up a pouch of broccoli, seasoned broccoli, and got some bananas and some ginger bakery cookies and some Italian sausage. Y'all, I just spent $21.21, but I saved $7.91. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, not sure what's on Big Fatty's plate. Gotta make my Italian Mussolini spaghetti for right at Fatty's. And a senior size class and nipple walking in the little show. And y'all, Big Fatty, it sounds like exhausting. And I didn't even mention a nipple nap. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Archer, and Archer, even though you've gone to glory, you come back, and are there any things, are you glad you didn't say?
Okay, so I'm down in Big Fatty.
It's coming, and it's coming soon.
Oh, Big Fatty, we're all glad he never said that. It's just vulgar, there go the Cheerios.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.